Sorry I'm late, I had to pick up Portly from the vet. Yes, I know he was meant to stay there all day, but there was a slight issue. No! Do not call him a good boy. Do not. Just, he's not a good boy. He... Well, we have to find another vet, put it that way. Yes, again. Yes. What did he do this time? What did Portly do this time? Holy. Those puppy dog eyes are not working on me anymore, you little bugger. Oh, no. No pets for you. No pets. No. Because you are a little terrorist. Yes, you are. A terrorist. Oh, I'm not even joking. I mean, last time was bad enough. I mean, last time that was just wonderful. And yes, I'm still blaming you for that. I'm sorry. It wasn't your fault. How was it not your fault? I told you to not let him watch that film. You know he gets ideas. After Batman, he went around in a mask and a cape for 4 months. What do you think was going to happen when you showed him The Great Escape? You're so naive. You just look into those little puppy dog eyes that he's given us right now and you're like, oh, he's such a cute, innocent corgi. He's not. He's evil. He's an evil, twisted... You know what? He's chaotic evil. That's his alignment. He is chaotic evil. Lawful neutral. Oh, you're so naive. So bloody naive. But you know, you can't just let him watch any film. You have to carefully... You know, you have to pick them. I mean, I thought Jurassic Park was going to be fine, but then he found that bone in the garden and oh, Jesus, fuck. But anyway, it was your fault. How was it your fault? Well, let's see. You let him watch The Great Escape, and the next thing I know, the vet's calling me because he's released all the animals. All of them. Even the cats. Just... A stampede of animals. That was embarrassing. I had to do the walk of shame. Yes, the walk of shame. You see, all the other owners, they actually had to hunt down their little buggers, their little rascals, their little rogues. But me? Oh no, I didn't have that problem because Portly didn't run off. Because Portly doesn't run. Because Portly is fat. He just sat there like a big lump of corgi, just looking smug. What? Oh, yes, I called him fat. I called you fat. Portly, you are overweight. You're not chubby. You're not portly. You're fat. You are a chonker. Oh, Lord, he coming. What? Why are you looking at me like that? What? Why are you looking at me like that? You said that this morning. When he came down the stairs, that's exactly what you said. Then you said we should put him on a diet. See, Portly, they want to put you on a diet. Oh, those sad puppy dog eyes. That shit don't work anymore. Not anymore, you little... Yeah. You know, there are only so many vets in the city. And we're on our last chance right now. And you know what? They all talk about him. He's got a reputation. He's got... You know what it's like to be blacklisted. It's expensive. That's what it is. Portly, I had to cut down on my tea budget to get you into this vet because they charge me extra to deal with you because you have a reputation because you are a fat little troublemaker just because you don't like having your teeth cleaned. Oh, look. He's being all, I'm sorry, and he's doing poor. That shit doesn't work on me. He has no shame. You think you've got me wrapped round your little paw? Well, you don't. You don't. Not after what you did today. Oh, I haven't even told you, have I? It was even worse than the terrible Great Escape. My tea budget, Portly! My tea budget! Do you know what it's like to only buy 50 types of tea in a month? It's like I'm an American. I feel such English shame. Just 50 type. 50 type. No, I don't buy 50 types of tea. Did I say 50? I meant five. Five types of tea. I mean, normally I buy six, but I can't buy six because of Portly and his little reputation. What? No, you don't need to go and take a look in the tea cupboard. No, you don't. What? No. It's definitely not a secret entrance to a tea room. Portly is fat. He's just fat. And he has a reputation. So, do you want to know what he did? Do you want to know what this little furry fat terrorist did? I'm not changing the subject. What? No, the subject was always about fatty. Fat. You know what? You're no longer portly. You're fatty. I know. I don't feel bad about saying that to him. Oh, that is rich. That is rich. You were saying that we should cut down on his biscuit intake. See, portly, they don't want to feed you biscuits. They don't want to feed you biscuits because they think you're fat. Because you are fat. You're a fat little terrorist. Why am I calling him a terrorist? Do you want to know what our dear little Portly did? Do you? Portly held the vet hostage. No, he's a corgi. Why would he point a gun? No, he didn't. A corgi with a knife. Really? A bomb? A bomb? Exactly what films have you been showing him? We will talk about this later. No, he didn't threaten him with a gun. He didn't threaten him with a knife. He didn't threaten him with a bomb. A bomb, really? You think Portly could actually wire up a bomb? Yes, I know you can open the biscuit tin, but it's a bit of a different situation. A bomb? A biscuit tin? No, the fat little fucker sat on him. He sat on the vet. And he growled at... He sat on... Did you just say, is that all? Do you remember that time that Portly sat on you in bed? Do you remember taking 2 weeks off of work? Do you remember calling me to come and rescue you because you could not move? Because Portly would not move? Do you remember how we had to bribe him? Oh, you remember that, do you? Now imagine that, but with a vet. The poor, innocent vet. Well, actually, not so innocent, because the fucker gouged me because... Five types of tea. Not 50. I mean, if I bought 50 types of tea a month, that would be a problem. But I don't have a problem. Yes, I do. I have a problem. And it's fatty down there. So he sat on the vet. And then... He growled. Now, you might not realise this because he's given us all this, I'm such a cute little puppy, puppy eyes, forgive me, I'm a good dog, give me a biscuit. No, no, I'm not giving you a biscuit. Fuck off, fatty. I'm not being harsh. He held the vet hostage. Hostage. He had demands. And what do you think those demands were? Do you think there were, I don't know, a helicopter? A bus to the airport? $1 million? Tea? No? Yeah, that's right. Biscuits. Biscuits. This little fucker held the vet hostage for biscuits. He has a problem. And he cleared them out completely. And the shop next door, which is a supermarket. And he just sat on that poor vet eating biscuits. And then they called me. Yeah. Yeah. So I had to go in there and it was so embarrassing. I had to beg and plead for Portly to get off the vet, who at this point was going a really, really funny colour. Although he does deserve it because he gouged me. It was demeaning. And I had to make all kinds of promises. And they were all judging me with their perfect pet owner eyes. I'm like, Portly, I'll give you breakfast every day. I'll give you custard creams. I'll make you bacon sandwiches. And they were just judging me. And then finally he decides that that's enough. And then he just hops off. Just, you know, happy as you like. And just sits down and puts his paw up. Because apparently he's a good dog. He's not a good dog. And the vet, they had to call an ambulance, which they're charging me for. So next month, it's only 44 types of tea. He is not a good boy. He is a little terrorist. No, 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 no. He's not a little terrorist. He's a big, fat terrorist. And you want to know what else? You know my car? The car I love and adore? He has fucked it. Oh. Oh, what's that? You're rolling over in your belly. You want no belly rubs for you, you little terrorist. I don't negotiate with terrorists. Only I do, because it was the only way to get him off the damn vet. What did he do to the car? What the fuck did you think he did to the car? He ate. He ate all of the biscuits in the supermarket. A supermarket. And then I had to put him in the car to bring him home. He has fucked it. The back's all droopy now. It's like dragging down the street. As I was driving home, there were sparks. It's not funny. It's not funny. It's not fun. You are as bad as he is. You are... You know what? I'm done. I'm done. I am... Since you think he's such a good boy, why don't you deal with him? I'm going to my tea room. I'm locking myself in and I'm not coming out for a week. Oh, don't worry. I've got enough supplies down there too. Fuck it. I have a tea bunker, okay? It's normal. And I'm going to go and spend a week down there and you can deal with the terrorist. Oh, what's that? Oh, I'm being hasty. I'm being hasty. Oh, no, you see, I saw you slipping him a biscuit just then. You're not that subtle. You are in cahoots for a terrorist and you deserve everything you're going to get this week. I'm off. Have fun, you two. See you later, fatty. Oh, sorry, Portly. What? No, I'm serious. I'm gone. I'm down there for a week. Bye. Bye. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Portly, you're not coming. You're not coming. You stay here because you know why you're not coming? You won't fit through the hatch because you're fat. Oh, I'm upsetting him. I'm upsetting him. Well, you can deal with his little temper tantrum. You know what happened last time he had a tantrum, don't you? Yeah, he broke the bed and your favourite chair. You can deal with this. You can deal with him. I'm done. I am so done. I'm on holiday. I quit.